Fox.
Here we go!
Yahoo! Good morning. 7:49, Brock Hunter. Did you get it? Oh, man, right on time.
I made it.
Right on time.
I left the brakes in. Terry, if you're listening, I really appreciate this Dell computer that you supplied me, but I'm going to start calling this thing Dell Griffith. That's my new nickname for this computer. Like Dell Griffith.
Perfect.
How the hell are you?
Nice to meet you, Dell. You're a real piece of trash.
It just doesn't work.
Well, hey, you're on right now, so let's just focus on the positive and we'll.
Let's pray.
Yeah. Middle of it just blacks out. Anyway, well, look, we got to get your topic of the day brought to you by Sports 44. Try Sports 44 first for sporting gear, shoes, clothes, school spirit wear, equipment, and more. Located at 2605 South Cleveland Avenue in St. Joe. Sports 44. Sporting goods for all four seasons.
That's where we're going to get our roller hockey gear for the summer.
Oh, we're going to be like the D2, the Mighty Ducks.
Yep. Tip the trash cans over. Here we go.
Knuckle puck into a trash can.
Could you still blade if you got on some?
Oh, you kidding me? Get out of here. Of course I can.
It's like riding a blade. I
won't be able to walk for a week afterwards because my shin's just destroyed.
Just the side of them. My shins start to hurt.
And I can feel it right now. Feel it right now in my shins.
You can be locked into a certain position for hours.
I'm going to do it, though. I'm going to look so cool doing it. Your topic for today, we could put a man on the moon, but we can't blank gripe, all right?
Gripe.
So what you're saying is, for God's sakes, we could put a man on the moon, but we can't do this?
Figure out how to zipper merge? That's impossible. You always got the one guy, you just, wham, go right to the front!
Yep.
And then he sits there for 90 cars because nobody's letting him
in. And really the best, it's twofold. Because, look, you're going to have those jerks. They actually say the best way to do it is right at the end and just zipper. Fine, right where the merge is, but zipper. But here's the problem is all these other people get mad because that guy's there, and instead of letting him in, they'll, play it anyway. But, yeah.
It's much like the roundabout effect, Roundabouts are awesome. They're brilliant. It's the best thing ever invented almost.
Yep.
But not everybody knows what a roundabout is, apparently.
If you are coming from my left and you stop and wave me through, I hope you wreck into a bridge afterwards. No. It's insane.
Man. It's insane.
Yep. You're not helping anyone. You're not helping anyone. You're not being courteous. You're not being a good driver. Go!
Just go straight. Just ramp it.
They should have a ramp option.
I don't know what to do!
They should have a ramp option on there.
Because that's what you do. When you don't know what to do, you floor it, right?
If I want
to
go straight, I'm ramping this thing, all right? That's where I'm going. And Duke boys ran it again.
Duke's a hazard, that roundabout, man.
Okay, I like that. So we can put a man on the moon, but we can't figure out how to zipper merge. Do you have
or
any
a
other
roundabout.
Ones?
Or a roundabout. Or how to use a turn signal.
Yep.
Or that apparently the city doesn't understand that we can take a right at red lights.
Yours is more
it's safe.
Human stupidity, I guess, is where it's at. I like that. I like that. For me, we can put a man on the moon, but we can't figure out how to make bathroom stall doors and public restrooms close all the way. Why is there a gap? Why am I using the restroom and looking at you like this?
That's funny.
Right?
Well, I'll tell you why. How am I supposed to peek in on you?
You can do the little lean and look for my feet, okay?
No, you know what I do? You know what I do? I don't look underneath this. Is your feet there? No, this is what I do.
Right, exactly. You just pop right in. And I'm sitting there already in a stressful situation because I have
in there? My eyeball right up to that thing.
Here I am just doing the most uncomfortable thing in public I possibly could. We put a man on the moon.
And here I am.
And I got to lock eyes with some guy in public with my pants down. I don't get it. I don't get it. All right? For God's sakes.
Well, here's the thing. We can't see your feet because they don't touch.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. You real happy about that? You feel good about yourself saying that about me, huh?
Why is this toilet so high?
You're a real son of a bitch. You know that?
Is that a child in there?
You're a bastard. How dare you? How dare you?
Velcro shoes on.
You're a real son of a bitch. I hate you so much. I do have one more gripe, all right? We can put a man on the moon, but we can't figure out why there is the high setting on a toaster, okay? We can put an
that one really gets you.
We can put a man on the effing moon, but for some reason, toasters come with a setting that will literally
just scorch
Earth. Who's using that?
Maybe you have some thick toast or something. I don't know.
No, because you don't need to cook the middle of it.
What about a bagel? Maybe you need the heat for a bagel.
No. There is no, you cannot give me any. Why is that on there? All right. We have some of the most.
My toast just charred.
We have some of the most advanced technology. All right. We got footprints on the moon, but for some reason, toasters still have. And you know what, too? There's like, I swear to God, like I'll have a setting. And it changes every time. It changes.
It automatically goes back to the.
What?
Who's changing this?
Like, I just
want. Three people in this house.
Leave it on the three and make the same brown toast every single time. Mm-hmm. Oh.
You know what I do every time I'm over at your house?
I
turn the thermometer up.
You're a real son of a bitch.
And then go to the toaster. And
you just crank that thing to eight. I'm sitting there on a Saturday morning trying to enjoy some nice toast, and damn it!
Toast is burnt and I'm sweating!
You know, bread's not cheap, man, okay?
You know how I like my toast? I like to turn the toaster upside down and just shake it up.
Yeah, there you go.
Just a bunch of sawdust.
Which, there's the other thing. Okay, too, we put an effing man on the moon, but that toast can't pop up high enough so I can grab it.
Yeah, you got to do the thing with the lever.
Then you got to catch it.
Yeah, I do the same thing. Wham!
Like, we put a man on the moon, but I got to sit there and time up and do an effing magic trick with my toast.
Dude, I have hovered over the toaster, anticipating it, trying to catch it the first time it doesn't.
You won't get it. No.
Oh.
No. You won't get it.
No.
No. Yes.
Always catches you by surprise.
Yep. Unbelievable.
And the cat always goes flying every time the toaster goes.
Yeah.
And ow! Yeah. Whoa, what was that? The cat hates the toaster for some reason.
It's like we invented the toaster, and we're like, that's fine. Just leave it. Don't need to mess with this anymore. It's perfect.
Yeah, that thing hasn't been reinvented.
How about a little tray to get the dust out? Get the little.
They do have it.
Not. I guess I should.
I'm pretty sure on every one.
No.
I just discovered it.
Well, I'm gonna go look. I'm gonna go look at my what's the Walmart Home Value brand ones that the old. Yeah, I bought the cheapest toaster possible, and maybe that's part of the problem.
I think they have it. I discovered it. So I saw it on like one of those YouTube shorts or whatever. Somebody's like, "Did you know?" Blah, blah, blah. And they turn their toaster around, pull the tray out. I'm like, no way. Absolutely no way.
I don't think mine's fancy.
100% mine does.
Really?
And that thing was full.
Yeah, that's a little better.
Of toast.
Still not great, though. Not enough to justify that. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to Facebook. What is your... We can put a man on the moon, but we can't... Bah. Let's see here. Jesse said, throw out that damn Barney theme song. Brock refuses to get rid of
it. Man on the moon.
Yeah, but we can't get that. Yep.
Still making us suffer with that Barney theme.
Good luck. Let's see. We can put a man on the moon, but we can't get a man to put his dirty clothes in the laundry basket. That's Samantha's gripe.
No. Well, husband just kicks him around. Huh?
That's because it's not dirty yet. I got one more or two more good wears on that, all right?
How many times have you pulled things out of the dirty laundry basket and put it back in?
I don't usually pull it out of, because here's what I do is I'll hang it over like the bedpost if I'm going to wear it again. Yeah.
I always hang it over the chair that's in the bedroom for some reason.
Yeah.
Why is there a chair in the bedroom? Where am I supposed to put my clothes?
Yeah. Well, where do I put my clothes that aren't fresh out of the dryer but aren't good enough to wash again? Yeah.
It's like the halfway house for your clothes, you know?
Yep.
Not quite dirty, but not clean. I got one more use out of these.
Yeah, you got to do the sniff test, all right? All right, this is fine. Hold on.
Any more brilliant answers?
Hold on, so some goner is upset about my beard. I'm sorry.
Yes. You look like a child.
You look like a baby. We can put a man on the moon, but we can't find a good quality early morning radio show to listen to. That was Ken's answer, all right?
Damn.
Hey, Ken, you can leave anytime you want, buddy boy. Hey, Ken, why don't you kick rocks, huh? Why don't you kick rocks? How about that?
I'll turn this damn bus around. I'll turn this damn quick.
Here, you'll like this one. We can put a man on the moon, but we can't keep the ice cream machine working at McDonald's. That was Tim's answer. I like that one. Yep.
There is a full-blown documentary on this, folks. If you are wondering, just like I was, and I definitely Googled it, and I found, oh, my God, there was a guy who went to, like, every McDonald's in America and did a full study. He, like, did a full year study on this.
Yep.
And you know what it is? They don't like cleaning them.
Yeah.
There's two reasons, actually. They're ridiculously hard to maintain.
Yep.
McDonald's is the only one that has this certain type of ice cream machine.
Yep.
And there's only a certain type of people that can come and work on this ice cream machine. Where every other fast food joint has this common brand.
Yeah.
That's the other reason. The main one, though, is they don't like making ice cream because they don't like cleaning it.
Say next time you go to McDonald's and you ask for ice cream and they say no, big, we can put a man on the moon.
On the moon.
But you can't fix that damn machine.
Well, you know what I do know.
You just
I'll take a number two. I'll take a number two, a large fry, a Diet Coke, and your ice cream machine isn't working.
Oh, my God.
It always sets them back for a second. Well,
how do you know?
Yeah, you're right.
How do you know?
Did you want ice cream? No.
Just calling you out.
Calling you out.
That's how you get your burger spit into it, right?
Yeah,
right,
exactly. Yeah.
We got one more. You can put a man on the moon, or we can put a man on the moon, but Aaron says we can't fix the roads. That was actually a really popular answer. Make drivable roads. I don't know, roads that don't turn into the Grand Canyon after one winter. Mm. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Is there a material out there that doesn't deteriorate, you know, after so many?